to be joined by Coach Ryan McGuire with us this morning. Coach, first off, the win over West Virginia on Saturday, 3-1. Your 100th at Baylor. Congratulations on that milestone victory.
John, thank you very much. It's gone by fast. Some days seem longer than others, but then, this year's definitely going by quickly. So, wonderful group to coach, and glad I get to celebrate 100 with him.
Well, it has happened fast. You're in the middle of your fifth season here, so do the math, 20-plus wins per season. So, a lot of success, and this year's team certainly right there among the best that you've had. How nice was it to bounce back after your first loss of the year, the loss in Austin, to bounce back with the win over West Virginia?
Well, we say we've always tried to learn in the wins, and you definitely learn in the losses. So we were able to come back from Texas, take away some things that we know we got to get better at, and we were able to see some of those things come through in the West Virginia match, specifically getting our middles, keeping our middles involved. Kara and Shelley both had great matches against West Virginia, and for the 2 days that we had to prep, that was something that we were focused on.
And didn't you say after the match the middles moving faster or being quicker? Was that something that was kind of a point of emphasis?
Yeah, we need to, they can both hang and bang, and they see the court really well, but sometimes they just need to get off the floor and just kill it. For the opponent's middles, they have to commit on them. I think, at Texas, they did a great job kind of reading Hannah Locken a little bit, and we're getting hands across.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, we lost you for a second. Coach, you there? Coach, you there? Really strange. We'll redial with Coach McGuire. I don't know what that was. That was really odd. We'll redial and get connected back with him coming up in a moment. Baylor lost to Texas last week, 3-0 down in Austin. Did bounce back with the win over West Virginia in the Farrell Center on Saturday, 3-1. Was the final there now, and they wrap up the first half of the conference round robin schedule with a 7-1 conference mark, 17-1 overall. And thank you, Garrett. Got Coach McGuire back with us. We lost you there for a second. Sorry about that. Question was about, just coming out of the Texas match. You can always learn from every match, but what are some of the takeaways following the Texas loss?
Texas did a good job serving really tough. We've been really good. We've been top passing team in conference, but they won that battle. They won that challenge. So we need to get back to make sure we're serving at ourselves tough in practice as well. And I feel like we've been serving at a good in percentage, but we need to crank up our serves, put a little bit more pressure on our opponents. Our defense has been good, but when you're in system, it's a little bit harder. Texas being in system, we weren't slowing them down. So we got to be more disruptive with our serving.
I think this is sort of an indication of you and your coaching style, but the team doesn't get too high after a win, doesn't get too low after a loss, pretty even keel over the course of a long season. That's a good sign, isn't it? And maybe a good sign or a sign of a veteran team.
We definitely have some great, great leadership. We've been talking about the six seniors all year, and there's great maturity in that. I think, we've had a lot of good victories because we've been able to weather the storm and maybe sustain some momentum runs by other teams and really limit and keeping those short. I think we've been able to have some good wins by not getting too high when we've been up, and to just make sure we stay focused and finish off those matches. But we got a second half of conference here, and it's only gets tougher moving forward. But I love the group we're going to battle with.
So this is the midway point. You've played everybody once. You'll play everybody, a second time over the course of the remainder of the season. Do you, I ask you this Saturday, but do you stop and assess where you are kind of at the midpoint, or do you just keep moving forward, and focus on Oklahoma tomorrow night?
Well, at this point, yeah, it's back to focus on Oklahoma. We did assess after West Virginia as a staff, and again, those things where we got to middles have to be faster. We got to be more aggressive with our serves. We got to make sure we're working harder to be in system. And then I always do look forward to the second half because we can add some wrinkles and some things that we haven't done in the first half. You know, Shelly was able to make some attacks that in the West Virginia match that she hasn't done all year long. And, you also got to be ready for other teams that have seen you as well. And they're maybe they feel they have a game plan that will be different than the first time you saw them.
I gotcha. So pretty good chess match, huh? When you play everybody twice, once at home and once on the road.
It is, and I think when you beat them the first time, you really got to focus a little bit harder because when you lose, you're like, you don't want that to happen again. And you're able to see all the reasons you were losing points. Oklahoma's sitting right there third. They're just one game behind us. And in our match, we really, really limited in them. But I know Norman's going to be a different story. And they're a young team that's been getting better throughout the year.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock from Norman. Final question. In the polls, you're now number 3 in the nation. What about RPI? Did you stay number 1 in the RPI?
We're still at number 1. And we need to take care of business. For two reasons. One, because it'd be so great to be able to host a regional round that's never happened to Baylor before. And two, and the real reason is Coach Sam Erger's due with her baby around that time. So if we don't do our job and host, then she's not going to be able to travel. And we want her. We need her on the bench. So we're going to keep fighting hard so we can keep that seed and at that point the committee's just got to do their job.
That's great motivation. Do you have T-shirts, anything like win it for Sam or anything like that?
I'm sure we can come up with something. She brings so much energy. It is amazing what she's been doing just as a coach and being so many months pregnant, like it's her energy that she brings each day has been great for us. And just her, Jason, Shelby are just great examples of coaches that are doing it the right way.
Yeah, that's terrific. Well, appreciate your time. Thanks very much. Safe travels to Oklahoma and good luck starting the second half of the conference schedule.
All right. Thank you, John.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much. Ryan McGuire, Baylor Volleyball.